just a little anarchy. Upset the established order.
Launch control. We are going for launch.
Coming at you from the black heart of Texas, you're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show.
She heard my reputation, it's all over this small town. But there's a little bit of fire under all that smoke, you know how word gets around. Now back in the day, you were a straight-A student. Daddy's little girl, honey, what are you doing? Talking about letting your hair down. Wanna take a ride on the wild side of town. Take you to the wrong side of the tracks. Baby, you ain't gonna wanna come back. Cause I'm a free bird and damn proud of it. You're a swing girl, are you sure you won't ride with me? Gonna raise some hell, we're gonna make some noise. If you want a bad boy, you're a bad boy. When your mom and dad lay down, you can climb on out that window, baby, and get on out of town. Well, I call up all my riding friends, we'll throw down with the dirt road ends. I'll have you back before the rooster crows. Girl, your mom and daddy ain't got to know. If you want a band, boy, baby, you got a band toy sitting in the parking lot. Take it to the wrong side of the tracks. Baby, you ain't gonna wanna come back. Cause I'm a free bird and damn proud of it. You're a swing girl, are you sure you wanna ride with me? Gonna raise some hell, we're gonna make some noise. If you want a bad boy, you want a bad boy.
You're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Highland Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Just As I Am, that was Brantley Gilbert kicking off the show with If You Want a Bad Boy.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
I've got a great show on tap for you rapscallions. I will have the highly anticipated and long overdue second part of my conversation with Danny Ingham, lead vocalist of Cold Kingdom, on the program. I will also have some great music from Scary Cherry and the Bang Bangs, Big Motor Gasoline, and more. So saddle up, baby, we're going for a ride. By my very presence, you should know this ain't the summer of love. Here's L7 on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
Easy on the outside.
You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
Surrender.
born and bred to rip and shred. You're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show, your late night hour of power on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. You just heard Surrender by Cold Kingdom. Before that was Scary Cherry and the Bang Bangs, Don't Wanna, featuring the incomparable and lovely Leslie Dean on lead vocals, absolutely one of my favorite all-time guests. You'll find my interview with Leslie on episode 13 of the Casey Ferguson Show podcast over at CaseyFergusonShow.com. L7 in there as well, channeling Blue Oyster Cult with This Ain't the Summer of Love. My guest on this episode of the Casey Ferguson Show is Danny Angham, lead vocalist of Cold Kingdom, a band which very recently performed alongside the likes of Alice in Chains, Slipknot, and Hollywood Vampires at Wisconsin's Rockfest. This is actually the second part of our conversation. If you missed the first part of our chat, you can find that once again at CaseyFergusonShow.com. Danny is an extremely gifted and classically trained vocalist, but she's also had her fair share of vocal trouble, including having to combat vocal nodes, so I thought I would talk to Danny about vocal health.
You should do that. You should do that right now.
All of you singers out there, those interested in becoming a singer, listen closely. Danny is very knowledgeable, and she's going to provide you with some very valuable information in this interview. And best of all, it's all free. This is the second and final part of my conversation with Danny Angham, lead vocalist of Cold Kingdom, on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. Danny, you're a classically trained vocalist, having studied at the University of Minnesota, in which you're singing a great deal of opera. Now, I would think, like, you know, as a singer myself, that in singing rock, you would have to throw a lot of those rules out the window, correct?
Yes and no. There are, of course, you know, big no-nos in the world of vocal health that you have to, you know, commit on a daily basis. However, and I've said this before and I will continue saying it again, that any singer that doesn't have a knowledge of their instrument, the ups and downs, the exercises, the actual physiology of the voice, shouldn't be doing rock vocals because you're going to hurt yourself. So I know the rules and I know how to break them in a healthy and correct way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly when I have, you know, vocalists of your caliber on, I like to talk about the vocal process. So I was wondering, you know, if you could talk about, because I know you got nodes either at one point or on a few occasions. I was hoping that you could talk about, you know, your vocal struggles and also, you know, your vocal process now and, you know, how maybe it's changed over the years.
Sure. Well, it's something that I really like to talk about too, because I would like to advocate for vocal health. It's always scary when you go out to a show and you see a singer just killing it up there, and it might sound great, but it makes you terrified of what's going to happen to them a couple days, couple weeks, couple months on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you were saying, I had nodules, and that was actually back when I was singing opera at the University of Minnesota. You know, those schedules, you're singing hours and hours a day, and at that point, I was still maturing and learning about my voice. A female voice doesn't fully develop until your 30s, and I can't speak 100% to my knowledge of knowing when the male voice completely matures, but the female voice is in your mid-30s. That's when you really gain control over the muscles, control over the entire mechanism. And so I was still learning. I was still developing. I was working with a team of very talented professors, coaches, and singers there at the University of Minnesota, and I got nodules. It happens to singers all the time from a lot of overuse, misuse, and we went and spoke to a team, my ENT over at the Lions Clinic here in Minneapolis. They're fantastic. And we did a scope of my vocal folds, and that's how you find the nodes. But it was also really interesting because she had me do a couple singing exercises and speaking exercises, and we realized that it was my speaking voice that was actually more detrimental to my vocal health than my singing voice.
Right, because it shreds your mid-range,
so,
right?
Well, yeah, it's at your mid-range, and of course there's the whole school of thought of speech-level singing and how you can do that comfortably, but it was speaking with a lot of glottal fry, and I still do, granted, you're doing this interview with me at the end of a very long speaking day. I speak all day when I'm doing my other work besides singing, and I think at that time I was bartending, and so I was speaking over a smoke-filled room at high volume, you know, bartenders screaming over music and people and noises, and then I was singing all day. So that overused, and then my speaking voice. So we worked on how to train my voice and my speaking mechanism, particularly, to be able to speak nonstop healthily. And then we talked about a lot of vocal health tools and tricks and things that have worked for me over the years that I couldn't live without. Everybody's a little bit different, but, you know, hydration, any singer will tell you, hydration and vocal rest are the absolute keys. I mean, your vocal tissues are only, I think, like 2 grams of tissue, so they're one of the last places in your body to receive hydration. So the rest of you could be completely dehydrated, and if you just miss 2 grams of water,
wow.
Going to be fine, but it's not going to go to your vocal folds. So that's why you've got singers drinking, you know, a gallon of water a day, which is what I try to stick to. Then you've got the issue of vocal rest. Like I said, you don't want to be speaking all day at a high volume and then go and try and sing. You're going to be completely exhausted, right? And then on that, a lot of singers, they do a warm-up. Of course, everyone knows that a warm-up is really key. What kind of warm-up you do depends on the style of singing that you're doing, your vocal range, what your voice type is. So that's really individualized to everyone. And if you're unsure, find a professional who can help you at least for one lesson develop a warm-up for you, because that is, you know, one lesson isn't that expensive. You can find somebody who's good at what they're doing, and it's going to help you so much in the long run. But a lot of people don't do a cool down.
Yeah, which is equally important.
Equally important, you know, like, it's amazing to meet people who assume, okay, vocal rest, I just sang an hour and a half, now I'm going to shut up. It's the equivalent of a marathon runner running for a consistent period of time and then just stopping. You know, what happens to their legs is you can't take another step. Your muscles completely freeze in, all the lactic acid goes in your muscles, you're screwed. So finding a cool down to is like the equivalent of walking after a workout or walking after an exercise. You're cooling down those muscles, you're keeping everything good. You want to find a good cool down consistently, work that down to a point where you're cool, and then don't spend all night, you know, at the merch table or up at the bar with people. Unfortunately, as a singer, you know, that's a huge rule at shows, is that you have to talk to people, which is great because there's a lot of cool people out there that you want to meet, but also you're trying to navigate how much is coming out of your mouth when you're meeting these people so that you're keeping everything really healthy. So if there's anyone ever out there who's ever met me after a show and I may not be talking, or I may be using like a very soft, whispery, lame voice kind of like this, that's why.
Well, I've heard, I had Delana on this show. Do you know Delana did Rockstar Supernova and all that?
Yeah.
One thing that she said was that she tries to do, you know, her meet and greets in a quiet place or like before a show or something like that, just to minimize that sort of thing.
Sure, and that's a great thing if that's available.
Yeah, if you can do it.
Sure, and it's just not a perfect world. So it's just something that, you know, you want to make sure that you are conscious of. You know, you can't control every little aspect in the environment, and I suppose you could, but I don't know how people view me that well, and I want to get out there and be social and meet people, and I don't think a singer should entirely sacrifice that unless they're sick or they're going through a big struggle or a big recovery or some voice therapy issues. But you want to be conscious of it, and you want to make sure that you have a little bit of time after your set to cool down, and then you're just not chatting it up and screaming at the top of your lungs, drinking way too much alcohol, because of course, as we know, alcohol is completely dehydrating, so you're screwing yourself over if you're then talking after a set and then dehydrating yourself. So I try and make sure that I basically am completely straight edge at shows.
Often for the best. I mean, I'm certainly guilty of having a couple cocktails, you know, playing shows or when I was playing shows, but you know, yeah, you got to do it within reason. And now I know, Danny, you said in the past that because of the troubles that you've had vocally, that you can sort of feel nodes coming on because you've had like pre-nodes and stuff like that before. Can you describe that sensation to the listeners?
Sure, absolutely. So unfortunately, after you get nodes once, you're more susceptible to get them because of scar tissue and things like that. But what it feels like, since nodules aren't actually something painful, it's not like a polyp, which is almost like a blister. A nodule is like a callus that forms on your vocal folds, right? So if you imagine wearing your shoes sort of wrong and you end up getting a callus on your heel, it doesn't hurt, right? Because it's just a thickening of your skin. It's a thickening of the tissue. And there aren't nerves or anything in there. But what it's going to feel like is when you try and swallow, you'll feel something in your throat, like a lump that you can't swallow. And the only thing that's ever going to hurt is the muscles around your throat, potentially all the way up to your ears, might get very, very tender because your muscles in your neck are trying to overcompensate for your vocal folds not being able to close, which is basically what nodules inhibit. The vocal tissues can't close goes all the way. So your muscles are trying to overstretch and overwork, so they get very tired. So if your neck all the way up to your ears are really tired, and this is specifically how it is on me, but generally most people, and then there's something in your throat that you can't seem to ever swallow. Your voice is becoming very, very breathy, almost to a point where speaking becomes difficult, where, you know, like a muscular feat to be able to connect a long held out note, then you should absolutely go and see an ENT and get that checked out.
There we go. Yeah, you only get one set of vocal cords. So all you singers out there listening, take care of it, because I didn't. And Danny's had a bunch of trouble too. So listen to this gal. She knows what she's talking about.
Well, and like I said, the recovery on that, I mean, yes, it might suck to take a couple weeks off and recover and deal with those things, but also, I mean, the recovery on nodules and nodes, depending on your therapy and, you know, how you choose to recover from it, I mean, we're talking like 6 months to a year of recovery after you get nodules, because they're a callus. You can't just, you know, heal them away like in a bit of inflammation. It takes a long time for your body to shed those cells. So if you don't want to be out for 6 months to a year, you know, definitely take care of that. I will also mention something that's happened to me a couple times is I've thought that I've been getting it, and I'll feel like a lump in my throat and my ears start hurting and my muscles are hurting and there's something really going on and I can't quite clear it up. Something to check too would be your dental work and make sure that your teeth are all good. I actually have had two wisdom teeth flare up, and it presented itself almost, it felt like nodules, a little lump in my throat, pain shooting through my ear, inflammation.
Oh, interesting.
Well, yeah, of course, as a singer, I immediately go, it's nodules. And, you know, panic, and I talk to the band, and I'm like, I might have to go through some time where nothing goes on. And I went in, and they said, your vocal cords are fine, but your gums look inflamed. So got the wisdom tooth pulled out, and everything's fine and dandy after that. I mean, everything's so tight up in your neck and head space that it's all connected.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and that's why we have the, you know, ears, nose, throat doctor. You know, they have to deal with the whole system, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it makes me really wish that, you know, in moments like that, I'm like, oh man, my bass player Jason, like, he can be death week sick. He's played with crazy flu before, or, you know, guitar player will come on. We did this crazy set at Rock Fest last year where we had to play across 12 hours. We played 6 hours total across the span of 12 hours. And we made it, but, I mean, barely. Zach, I ended up throwing up. He got really dehydrated, but he still was able to play. And I'm thinking, oh, you just pick up your instrument and then you put it in a box and everything's okay. You change the strings, but I have to carry it around with me, you know, all day. And I'm sure a lot of singers feel that way. You're with your instrument constantly.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for your time, Danny. It's been a slice. And again, let's do this again down the road here.
Yeah, you asked really awesome questions and did your research, and that's really refreshing.
Well, thanks very much. Well, I just, you know, in doing my show, and, you know, when I decided to do this whole thing, I had decided that I was going to give people the interviews that I wish I had gotten. When I was playing, you know, you get the same old questions. Oh, who are your influences? Well, what's with the name? Like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste mine. And I don't want to waste the listener's time with that kind of crap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. It's greatly appreciated.
Very welcome. All right. Let's do it again sometime soon. You have a good one, Danny. Have a great hometown show.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Part talk show, part rock show. You are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio, 92.1 FM. That was my conversation with Danny Ingham, the incredible lead vocalist of Cold Kingdom. For all things Cold Kingdom related, check out coldkingdom.com. It's probably a good thing we're not playing a drinking game right now, eh? Drinking every time I say Cold Kingdom? Yeah, that could get out of hand quick, and would be thoroughly irresponsible.
And may I say that I often find you the source of many well-put and witty things that you say.
We couldn't in good conscience endorse such a game here at Amherst Island Radio, so don't drink every time I say Cold Kingdom. I'm sure safety is just as important to the members of Cold Kingdom as it is to all of us at this fine station. I mean, I'm quite certain that the last thing Cold Kingdom wants is a bunch of bad press because a rowdy group of drunkards drank every time I said Cold Kingdom. So, on behalf of Cold Kingdom and myself as an upstanding member of Island Radio's broadcast team, please drink responsibly while listening to Cold Kingdom. And that includes right now as we chug back this tasty title track. This is Cold Kingdom, The Moon and the Fool on Amherst Island Radio, 92.1 FM. Cold Kingdom!
Waiting is like we haven't the time for all.
current star of Werewolf in a Woman's Prison and Killjoy Goes to Hell. You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
If you think you're satisfied with the way you live, all you need is a little time to get back what you give.
You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
Making you wonder and bringing the thunder, you are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Karma Code, that was Lacuna Coil with Closer. Before that, you heard Away by Whitner, and kicking off that set was Cold Kingdom with Surrender, which is most likely what you should do if you were playing the Cold Kingdom drinking game that I told you not to play earlier in the show. Amherst Island Radio does not endorse drinking games of any kind. Not beer pong, not battle shots, not quarters, and most definitely not a drinking game in which one would drink every time I say Cold Kingdom. That said, I came across an article recently that I thought I would share with you. This story, and I use that term loosely, comes from one of those ridiculous lifestyle articles that pop up on MSN from She Knows. The headline reads, Charlize Theron's adoption process made her boobs hurt. Yes, really. I'm going to read directly from the article and make my comments as I go. We all know that pregnancy brings a slew of weirdness to our bodies. Everything from nausea and swollen feet to tender breasts and something horrifically called cheeseburger crotch is on the table as your body does the incredible and sometimes kind of gross work required to get a baby growing. Wait, stop the train. Cheeseburger crotch? That's a thing? Apparently it is. According to Urban Dictionary, cheeseburger crotch is described as, quote-unquote, the swelling of the vaginal area during pregnancy, so much that it gives the appearance of packing a cheeseburger in the woman's panties. I'm a little nauseous, yet strangely aroused and suspiciously hungry.
He has an erection.
But what if you're expecting a baby without being pregnant? It's possible, and Charlize Theron recently weighed in on the weird stuff her brain did with her boobs when she adopted her son. The actress sat down with Chelsea Handler recently to discuss the process of adoption, which she called so maternal that her brain had her body doing things that quote-unquote don't make sense during the adoption process with her son Jackson, now 5. The biggest one? Quote-unquote, my boobs hurt the entire time that I was waiting for him. Theron's theory that the hormones that accompany the desire for a baby are so amped up that your body can take on pregnancy symptoms has real science to back it up. Pseudocyesis, or false pregnancy, is when, for various physiological or psychological reasons, a woman experiences pregnancy symptoms that are so intense they actually trigger pregnancy hormones like prolactin. It isn't a matter of having sympathy pains, it's a matter of having actual pains. Women with pseudocyesis symptoms, and sometimes men with Couvade syndrome, can experience any and all pregnancy symptoms. They don't just imagine tender breasts, they have tender breasts. And the number one reason women experience the phenomenon? An intense desire for a baby. Giving birth is certainly an intense emotional and physical experience, but so is adoption. Emotions run high, and those emotions can easily trigger physiological symptoms.
Oh, my ovaries.
Some adoptive parents are even known to suffer postpartum depression in the early months of parenting, just as biological parents do. Well, I'll be. You learn something new every day. Charlize, if you're listening, baby, schnookums, apple of my eye, next time your boobs hurt, come see me. I'll make you feel better, mama. But enough about big breastuses and tight vestuses. This is Spinal Tap, Big Bottom on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
If you really, 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 really love me, then you really, really, really gotta show me. Don't mind when I put it in your booty, or if I'm up all night playing Call of Duty. Never hassle me because I'm unemployed. If I sleep all day and don't get annoyed, then I know that you really, 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 really love me. If you really, really love me. If you really, truly wanna make me feel nice, make it so I don't ever have to ask twice. Let me have the keys to your Mercedes. Don't get mad when I bring home some ladies. If I get fat, look like an egg, lie to me and tell me I'm in great shape, then I know that you really, 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 really love me. If you wonder what I did with the rent, just consider it money well spent.
Adam Hicks from One Bad Son, and you're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show. Part talk show, part rock show. We'll be right back.
handle and too cold to hold. You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Menace to Sobriety, that was Ugly Kid Joe with Milkman's Son. Before that, you heard from Steel Panther, If You Really, Really Love Me. And at the top of the set, of course, was Spinal Tap with Big Bottom. Got no time for the jibba jabba. Here is Big Motor Gasoline with Lately on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
To the Casey Ferguson Show.
Baby, cool your jets is what I say when crazy eyes are shot my way. I need a fix and I need one quick. You know there are things that make me tick. Yeah, I wanna pray that I'm on my knees, cause I need some breathing room. Baby, cool your jets is what I say. The consequence is what you'll pay. Behind my back you play your tricks. You know there are things that make me sick. Yeah, I wanna breathe, and I'm on my knees, cause I need some breathing room. Yeah, I wanna breathe, back at night in blaze, cause I need some breathing room. Baby, cool your jets.
your jets is what I say. It never had to end this way. Killing the vibe when you up and quit. I'm glad you're gone, but you will be missed. Yeah, I wanna breathe, and I'm on my knees, cause I need some breathing room. Yeah, I wanna breathe, begging darling please, cause I need some breathing room. Yeah, I wanna breathe, 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 cause I need some breathing room.
Boots, asses, and emptying glasses, you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. You just heard Jet Set Satellite, Baby Cool Your Jets, and before that, from their new album Fuel to Burn, was Big Motor Gasoline with Lately, a band which, lately performed at Overtime Sports Bar in Kingston, who is the exclusive sponsor for this show. You see what I did there? Overtime is located at 1677 Bath Road, and they have plenty of great live entertainment coming up, lots of local bands, as well as big-time touring acts, karaoke, and a number of benefit concerts, so be sure to like the Overtime Sports Bar Facebook page to keep up with all their great live events. I appreciate Overtime booking original live music and commend them for all the great charity work they do. So, Rob, Tina, if you're listening, thanks for all you do for the community and thanks for supporting independent radio by sponsoring this show. It's time for me to blow this pop stand, so thanks for listening, everybody. Ron Hawkins and the Rusty Nails will play us out with a tune called Bite Down Hard. Remember, it's only an island if you look at it from the water. Until next time, this is Casey Ferguson, over and out.
Count on the end of your nose, one crime you perpetrated. Now it takes all your fingers and toes, and even still it isn't sated. That Bible full of junkies and tramps, that personal epistle, I think we all fell a little for that. And clocked out before the whistle. Yeah, scattered all our masculine dreams across the boulevard. Yeah, bite down, honey. I've done it for the beauty, I've done it cause I'm hungry, I've done it out of duty, I've done it for the money. You can denigrate the whole wide world, or bend your back and try to fix it, or you can frown and kick it over, or you can down 26. Yeah, here's a bottle of Burgundy and a bullet shot. Yeah, bite down on it hard. Morning kisses, yawning. Stay in bed, let the day just fade away. And feel ashamed to be so young. Awaiting trust, respect, and admiration. The funeral trains that never come.